Right, well, hot from the Chelsea Flower Show, I've been joined by Matthew Monckton. I believe I called you Mike earlier on. That's because I'm thinking of Mike Porter, who usually does this show. Now, Matthew's the sales director of Upminster-based Enterprise Plant. So anyway, very welcome, big welcome to Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Scott. Very kind of you to invite me in.
Our pleasure, believe me. Now, first off, let's find out a little about Enterprise Plants and how long you've been operating.
Yeah, well, we've started out in 1984, and it's our 30th year this year. We're celebrating. And
where's my pint and where's my cakes?
Well, I bought you some plants.
Yes, you have. You have. That's absolutely true. Thank you very much.
But yeah, so 30 years, and yeah, we've been sort of celebrating this year, and one of the things we've done is the Chelsea Flower Show.
Which is where you've come from and you've been exhibiting there.
Well, I have, yes. It's been a very busy week, and Monday they have a lot of VIPs and people in, and Tuesday's the RHS day, and today is a little bit of RHS and general public, I think, as well.
Yes.
It's been a very busy week, very, very busy now as well. So,
and you've got some more days to go till Saturday?
We have. It runs till Saturday, finishes at 5:30 on Saturday. It's the shortest day of the show.
So then you can relax and have a pint or something.
You can.
Well, except you've got to take everything back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fortunately, I don't have to, which is quite lucky, but our guys work very hard, and I'm sure they'll enjoy it in some way.
So have you exhibited there previously, and what's the theme this year?
Yeah, we exhibited in 2010 with our rainforest charity, the World Land Trust, and we made a little ranger station which looked as if it was tucked into a rainforest. We got a gold medal for that, so we're very pleased.
And it's just showing off.
I know, sorry. And 2012, we displayed some begonia rex, which were just on a table sort of arrangement that we got a gold medal for, but Chelsea.
Another one?
I know, we had two. This year we got a silver.
All right. Oh, you've got a silver already?
Yeah, we got the medals were awarded on Tuesday morning.
Yes.
And yeah, we got a silver. And we were really pleased because it was something very different to what we'd done before in the past. So I can tell you about that if you.
What have you exhibited this year?
Well,
then?
It's a very big green wall. Now.
What's that?
Yeah, I can tell you that you see them around London, and there's quite a few different venues that have them now. Commercial buildings and offices put them up at the side, on the fascias of the buildings, and it basically allows plants to grow up in places where ordinarily they couldn't. And so we did an interior one. So we created a living room. So there were plants on the outside of the room, and so it's basically two walls, a little 90-degree angle on each of the walls, opposite each other, and they had mirrors inside them as well. But they were covered in begonia rex, and very dense and full. And I've bought a few for you to have a look at today. And but yeah, it turned heads. It was something slightly different for Chelsea, which might be why we got the silver.
So I mean, this is obviously not something that you could normally do in your own home. So I imagine that this is sort of something that you have in corporate buildings and that sort of thing. But how would you keep it going?
Yeah, because it's a wall and it's a vertical growing wall. There's not very much surface area for the plants to grab rainwater, or even it's tricky with watering cans to do this. So it's all drip fed irrigation system. So I'm sure most people are familiar with leaky hose that runs across the top of the panels, and we put those in running across the wall. The whole thing's automatically done. So
but how long will it last for?
Yeah, about 10 years, really.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They're built to last. They're designed to keep going. I mean, there's replacement plants that may be needed in time if some of the plants if they do very well, then you do have to take them out and put in some new ones occasionally. So
obviously, your organisation is not the sort of organisation where we go along on a Sunday to pick up a few plants to plug in. It's something. It's really corporate stuff.
It is, yeah. It's exactly that. We do corporate businesses, and that's our kind of staple, really.
Mm. And how much of the country do you cover?
We do the whole of the UK. We have another partner contractor that we work with, but our main business is really London and the home counties. And where we self-deliver in Birmingham, Midlands, and that kind of thing as well. So, but yeah, so we, We've got a fairly wide coverage, but we like picking up local work as well. We just started doing the Queen's Theatre, some interior plants in there.
Yes.
I know you guys have something to do with them. So,
well, they're one of our advertisers, yes. Yeah. Maybe you should be advertising with us.
Oh, well. No, I knew the hard sell was coming. So.
No, the man who does the hard sell is the guy who opened the door for you. He might not let you out.
Oh, no.
So, without going into too much detail, sure. What kinds of services do you provide?
Yeah, well, we supply office plants, so plant displays in buildings, and it's all about improving the working environment. We try and do that in a sustainable way. There's hydroponic plants, which people may be aware of, so they're peat-free. So lots of commercial businesses now want to look after, improve their corporate social responsibility. And so we don't use peat in any of our displays. That means that it's not getting dug out as flood defences and things. Mm. So and we can do we can make our visits slightly longer, things like that. And also wormeries for food waste composting, which is gaining momentum, really, with schools and things like that. Some real tangible environmental things that people can do, really, and can actually see it in action on site. That, you know, there's no need for people to be having lorries coming to and fro taking food waste away if it can all be done on site. So through huge great wormeries, so
unbelievable.
Another thing. Yeah,
but you apart from that, I think you do Christmas trees.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Snow clearing.
I know. We try not to be a jack of all trades, but we try and stick to kind of horticultural based things, so gritting and things like that, kind of tie in with that, keeping people safe at work. So.
Now, as you said before, you're still at the Chelsea Flower Show up until Saturday. So if anybody wants to come and see you, where can they come?
They can find us at, you got me there. Our stand up is E10, it is, in the Great Pavilion. So that's the huge tent in the centre of the show gardens there at Chelsea. So
you're undercover, are you?
We are. We
Thank
are.
Goodness for
I
that.
I know, it's handy.
The day.
Yeah, and it was very hot on the Monday, so it made sense to be under there as well. So,
well, very many congratulations on your award that you had this year.
Thank you
very much indeed for coming in. It's been great to see you, and I appreciate you coming in at short notice and coming in when the weather has been so diabolical this afternoon.
That's really kind. Thank you.
That's good stuff. Anyway, that takes us to 5:27, a little bit early, but I think we have time to do this.